Las Vegas casinos and resorts to be free from street vendors. Las Vegas is clearing a path for better access to casinos, resorts, and other businesses in the city. On Tuesday, a new ordinance was passed by Clark County commissioners, enforcing a prohibition on street vendors in proximity to the establishments. Clearing the Vegas streets. In a unanimous decision, the commissioners granted their approval to the ordinance. This regulation ensures the county's compliance with a recent state law implemented during the legislative session. The law prohibits street vendors from operating within a distance of 1,500 feet from any resort hotel or any venue capable of hosting a minimum of 20,000 individuals, along with various other designated zones. Senate Bill 92 mandates that counties implement a licensing framework to regulate the vending of street food, ensuring a well-defined system is in place. Ever since its introduction this summer, the bill has caused quite a stir, resulting in demands for increased public knowledge. In August, a video capturing the arrest of a street food vendor close to the iconic Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas sign by the Las Vegas police spread rapidly across the internet, intensifying the clamor for action. In September, Commissioner Marilyn Kirkpatrick visited the sign multiple times and personally observed street vendors engaged in their activities at the location. October 17 marks the initiation of this legislation. Another plan focusing on delineating the terms for obtaining licenses, associated fees, and designated areas for street vendors may be implemented by July 1, 2024. Commission Chairman Jim Gibson expressed optimism that this plan will be presented early next year. Preparing for the Grand Prix. The change comes as Las Vegas continues to prepare for the Las Vegas Grand Prix. The race is now just 6 weeks away, and construction crews continue to prepare the circuit. Koval Lane, stretching between Rochelle and Westchester, witnessed the final completion of its track on Tuesday, as announced by race officials. Terry Miller from Miller Project Management emphasized the ongoing efforts of track crews who are diligently installing lighting fixtures. Starting October 10, the team will commence plans to potentially close down Harmon and Koval streets for the purpose of advancing the grid and pit house projects towards completion. As the week of October 15 approaches, roadblocks will be strategically installed on Sands Avenue, signifying the start of traffic diversion around the racetrack. Subsequently, during the week of October 22, the construction crews will embark on the installation of the Flamingo Bridge for vehicles. This is estimated to take 10 days, but traffic will only be shut down for 5 after its completion.